In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for the pole is the soul of one of my great uncles, Reed Ferrari, and for the deceased members of the Apodaca and Cisneros family. Do keep in your prayers as well Rita Martinez, the secretary of Sacred Heart Parish in Española, who died recently and will be buried this forthcoming Friday. Keep her in prayer and her family and for their consolation, particularly in thanksgiving for all of her faithfulness to the Church through the years that she served as secretary there. Today we have the great feast day of Saint Maria Goretti. Are you familiar with Saint Maria Goretti? You familiar with Saint Maria Goretti, Peter? Good. She's a great saint, a great saint of the Church, which she, at such a tender young age, being just about as old as you are, Angela, during that time, even younger, in fact, she gave her life in a gift of what the Church recognizes as a martyrdom for chastity, just like so many of the early Church virgin martyrs who gave up their lives rather than being taken advantage of by men, stood for what real chastity is, and God protected them in so many ways. But here in the life of Saint Maria Goretti, she wasn't visited as were some of the others before, like St. Agnes, where she, when she was forced to be exposed to the lascivious lust of those who would be onlookers, when everybody else turned away, St. Agnes's, the man who looked upon St. Agnes in her innocence and purity, even as a young girl, just as St. Maria Goretti was, he was struck blind in that way. Or others of them where God sent whatever evil was hurled toward them as these virgin martyrs were, sent it back upon their assailants in so many ways. And yet Maria Goretti went 13 times. She was stabbed there by her, by the wicked man Alessandro in his lust, because he would not take refusal to his advances as something to be borne in any way, but rather sought to destroy that which he could not destroy in my taking that purity thereof. We focus so often on her battle for chastity, but that is not the reason why Maria Goretti is a saint. In fact, that's not the most interesting thing about her, that she withstood in that way. Every single woman, there's not a single woman in the entirety of the world who would not will for her attacker to stop, will her attacker to be taken away from her in this way. Every woman does wish that. But Saint Maria Goretti is not a martyr so much for chastity, as she is a martyr for something which is much harder to preserve. That's something that all of us here within this room likely struggle with, and that is, she's a martyr for forgiveness. Maria Goretti, remember her story. When she was there, after having suffered this, did she die right away? No. 3 whole days did she suffer from those wounds. 3 whole days where she was in pain from those wounds that were inflicted upon her in suffering, and her local parish priest ran after her, not because he was afraid that some way in her mind she gave into some sort of lust in some sort of way. He ran to her because he wanted to make sure that she didn't harbor any grudge within her heart, particularly any hatred toward Alessandro for what he had just done to her. He knew how perfect her soul was, just so perfect as we can assume that each of you are when you go immediately after confession. So pure was her soul. He wanted to make sure that she would enter perfectly into the state of grace into heaven so that nothing could keep her from heavenly glory. When he prevailed upon her, he said, Maria, 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 you must forgive Alessandro from your heart. You must not die with hatred upon your soul. And you remember what Saint Maria Goretti said to her priest immediately thereafter. Do you remember, William? No. This is what he said. Maria said, Oh, Father, I've already forgiven him. I've already forgiven him. I'm praying for him. I'm praying that he will turn back to God. Think of that. Somebody who was just wounded in such a great way and already is praying. Somebody who was about to have their most sacred gift of innocence stripped from them by such a person, and yet so quickly, in a matter of moments, was able to say, the very same day when it happened, when struck with mortal wounds, which she would suffer for 3 whole days before her body would give way to that and release her spirit, was already praying for his salvation, already praying for his forgiveness, already praying that he would come back to God. Is it any wonder, then, that while Alessandro, being as evil and wicked as he was, eventually was visited by St. Maria Goretti when he was in prison? She visited him and just offered him a white rose. And that vision, in the midst of his terrible torments, as he was a terrible, terrible man, totally given into his lusts all the more, from that moment on, reformed his life. Do you remember what he said? over and over again in the midst of his trials and difficulties? Why he said that he could change his life around? He said to all who would listen to him, he would say over and over again, he said, there's hope for me because I have a saint in heaven who's praying for me, referring to Saint Marie Goretti. She wasn't canonized yet, but he knew she was in heaven and that she was interceding for him. Alessandro, later on, when he was released, later on, entered into the Franciscan order and was received as one of those just regular lay brothers, and spent the rest of his life tending a garden, and each and every day trying to live a life worthy of the gift that was given a newness thereof by Christ himself through the intercession of this beautiful woman, Maria Goretti, who he himself had launched into sanctity by taking her life. In case I have not read it to you before, here's an incredible letter that was written by Alessandro, only discovered after his death, intentionally so, that it would only be discovered after his death. Here's what he wrote. He wrote, quote, I'm almost 80 years old and near the end of my days, and looking back on the past, I recognize that in my early youth, I went down a false path, the way of evil, which led me to ruin. He's speaking of his life given to pornography. He continues to say, I saw the world through the news, the entertainment, and bad examples that most young people follow without giving them a thought. I didn't think about it either. There were people of religious faith and practice near me, but I didn't pay them any heed, blinded by a brute force that impelled me down the bad road. At age of 20, I committed a crime of passion, the mere memory of which horrifies me today. Maria Goretti, now a saint, was a good angel that Providence placed ahead of my steps to save me. I still bear, engraved upon my heart, her words of reproach and forgiveness. She prayed for me. She interceded for her murderer. 30 years of prison followed. Had I been underage, they would have condemned me for life. I accepted the sentence I had earned with resignation, for I understood that I was guilty. Yet little Maria, she was truly my light, my protector. With her help, I behaved well during those 27 years of prison. And I sought to live honestly when society accepted me again among its members. The Sons of St. Francis, the Capuchins Minor of March, welcomed me among them with a seraphic charity, not as a servant, but as a brother. I've been living with them for 24 years, and now with serenity, I await the moment of being admitted to the vision of God, of embracing my loved ones again, of being near my protecting angel and her dear mother, Assunta. May those who read this letter of mine learn a happy lesson, a fleeing from evil and always following what is good, right from their childhood. Think of religion with its precepts, not as something that you can do without, rather it is true, true consolation, the only safe path in all circumstances, even the most sorrowful ones in our lives. Peace and goodness to you. Signed, Alessandro Celinari. These are the words of a man who committed a heinous crime, and yet God changed him, brought him back to a blessed place. Why? Because one little girl prayed for him. One little girl refused to harbor a grudge, and one little girl refused to give in to evil, which is so natural and so understandable, but sought that which was higher. A gift from God in forgiveness. If she could do the same for such a heinous crime as this, then what about the little things that you and I hold on to and hold us bound for so long? The wounds which are inflicted on us that don't have the same weight as that. Our Lord has something great in store for you and me. And even if we don't have the purity in the youth as does St. Maria Goretti, we too can launch onto the same bit of grace which she had to give forgiveness and then to go that step beyond it as she did and spent the rest of her time in heaven doing. Until it was accomplished, being that she prayed for the one who harmed her with an ardent fervor that eventually won his salvation. Mary, you too can have the same grace. Your prayers are indeed powerful. And when you pray for souls, God hears it just as surely as did Maria Goretti. Turn your souls to God and ask him for the same grace through her intercession to be able to forgive and to love just as she did and to see what miracles that gift of forgiveness and the grace of prayer can accomplish and your life and my life, truly not to be known or understood by you and I until his kingdom comes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.